Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Do it.
Benny.
It's the Super Troopers theme song.
Damn right it is. I love that movie. I can't
need a liter of cola.
Liter of cola. Do we sell liter of cola?
That look like spit to you?
Nah.
Liter is French. Give me some cola.
I love that movie, man. I can't. They've been talking about Super Troopers 2 forever. And
it's done now. It's just getting produced.
Getting produced now. Done? Thank God, dude.
Nice.
If when it comes out, we need to do like rent out a spot.
Yes.
A full
like a
theater
movie night. Yeah.
And
do like a 107, premiere of the Super Troopers. There
movie
you go.
Night.
Oh, we'll dude,
get
that's
some.
A great
we'll get
idea.
Some beers. We'll watch the movie. I think it'd be great, man. We'll figure it out.
Every conversation involves beer.
Do you think I'm not gonna go to a movie a little buzzed? It makes everything funnier. It's 8:16 and 30. I didn't look. I'm not even gonna guess.
Brock, what the fuck? What's the problem, Brock? Come on, Brock. What the fuck? This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
America, land of the free, home of the brave, and
Damn right. And
a place where people sue people for everything.
Yeah,
and we're
seriously.
So crazy, man. Well, this is a news story. A lady is very upset that someone sent her a bag of gummy male anatomy.
Oh.
You know, you got gummy bears, gummy worms, and then gummy dongs. So this
gummy wieners.
Yeah, this lady got sent
gummy
a bag.
Weenies.
There's a company. That, and by the way, I just found this is a thing. There's a company that lets you anonymously send someone a bag of male genitalia gummies for only $15.
Nice.
Hunter, you are going to get so many. You are going to get so many literal bags of dongs sent to you.
Those look like wieners to you?
Here's the best part. We can't say the company's name on the radio, but it's very close to Rick's by Mail.
I got you.
Well, a woman named Melody Lennox got one of those bags in the mail at work last month. She works as the HR director at a healthcare company in Dallas, and she thinks someone might be targeting her.
Really?
She says someone also recently keyed her car and posted fake Craigslist ads about her. Jesus. So she's suing the company that sent the bag of gummy wangs to get the name of the person who sent them to her. There's no word from the company on the lawsuit.
Now, are they flavored?
Probably. Salty, I'm sure.
Okay.
Come
on, lady. Buck up, though.
Okay.
Come on.
Well, here's the thing. She must, and I shouldn't assume, but she got her car keyed, which is terrible. That's not cool. That's destruction of property. But the Craigslist ads, that's kind of funny. But she must probably be a real...
She kind of sounds like a bitch.
Yeah. To put it lightly.
I'm going to put it lightly. She sounds like one of those ladies.
And, you know, she works for HR, so I got a feeling she's just one of those that is probably just, like, always on people. Like, you can't say that. You can't do that.
She goes home to her 12 cats, like, living in her own filth.
Oh, man.
Mere snuggles.
All I know is this is a great prank. And I hope everyone listening knows that there are going to be stories from all of us, because I'm going to be sending bags of dongs to everybody I know.
Hey, I'll eat them. They sound delicious.
I was going to make a mom joke, but I didn't do it.
No.
More of the.